Hello, and welcome to this podcast on why digital transformation may be the toughest one yet. The disruptive innovation is driving a sense of vulnerability and an opportunity for every organization around the world. The smaller startups are raking in crazy market capitalization, and the big ones are spawning digital functions. However, this may be the toughest one yet. Why? A new way of working. The anatomy of an iPhone explains it all. If you unravel an iPhone, it is that beautiful and successful amalgamation of many competencies: material science, sensors, electronics, industrial engineering, software, platform, user experience, and services all layered into one. It is almost impossible to build or even conceive an iPhone in isolation. If you consider each of the above competencies as a vertical that requires immense depth of expertise, bringing each expert to work together within the frame of a vision that requires a breadth of experience, expertise, and ability to product manage multiple work threads. It also requires speed to market, testing multiple iterations, and relentlessly focusing on creating nothing but the best user experience. All organizations have to undergo a transformation to adapt and adopt the new way of working, which is horizontally integrated, agile working, lean startup-like product teams that are experimenting, iterating, and learning their way to creating amazing user experience with their products. In addition, the open innovation economy is bringing in massive talent pool that spans beyond an organization's definition of an employee. Simply stated, organizations have to rethink the way they go about their everyday activities. Organizations starting with a clean slate have a leg up over companies that already have an ingrained legacy operating model. A new way of thinking. The anatomy of your Facebook feed explains it all. Facebook plays us into our own psychology of wanting to share, express, and encourage each other. To upkeep that spirit, it does a meticulous job of gathering insights, which is every detail about us, our interests, things we like and share, not only within Facebook, but in any other context. Our intent, which is using our location data and behavior patterns, recognize our cuisine preference and so on, to bring highly individualized experiences. It stores reams and reams of data about us, runs complex algorithms to better understand its customers. Facebook monetizes its ability to bring that individualized experiences by connecting brands and their advertisement dollars. Facebook's revenue model itself is contingent on Facebook's ability to know the customer and use all of the data, quote-unquote the big data, to drive highly individualized, reasonably accurate, and targeted feeds. The more relevant the feed, the better it is. If you unpack the above, Facebook role models two behaviors: learning about customers and the data and analytics mindset. These behaviors are built on carefully assembled infrastructure, data centers, contemporary software programs, product management layers that all align to an organizational culture of learning about the customer and data and analytics mindset. Simply stated, organizations have to rethink the way they go about building their products. It's not anymore just about your engineering, compliance, or quality leaders saying everything is great. It's about customers using the product and giving you the data you need to continuously iterate and improve. This means reimagining skills, mindsets, and infrastructure. A new way of doing business. Let's unpack Amazon. The company sold books online, expanded its product catalog, built popularity, and then realized a need for making its infrastructure robust at scale on demand. When the IT department and the software engineering group thought about how to automate this, it figured out a potential way to sell servers and infrastructure just like it sold its online catalog of products. Anyone could simply push a bunch of buttons, start up servers, add software, build complex applications, and not worry about scaling on demand. All of a sudden, anyone with dreams and chops could disrupt anything they chose to. it sowed the seed for a brand new terminology called cloud. The beautiful thing about this is the confluence. Apple role modeling a platform with its iOS ecosystem and building a mobile economy, Facebook making social a household name, software programs like Hadoop making data and analytics a reality. We could dream up things like making every device talk, quote-unquote Internet of Things, and even build platforms like Watson that is as intelligent as a human brain. Intelligence, social, mobile, analytics, Internet of Things, cloud are all operating together in tandem to unleash disruptions to technology and ways of doing business like never before. Organizations are now faced with the daunting challenge of keeping the current going, watching the corners, and building the future. A new way of thinking about the future. Let's unpack Google. It started out by building an algorithm that disrupted the guide of internet, aka Yahoo. Internet got a lot personal and intimately accessible with Google. Google didn't stop there. As the infrastructure needed to support search grew, it built massive data centers. To power those data centers, it set up a wind farm and then optimized the farm to maximize the power generated from it. Suddenly, it generated enough power to partner with local energy companies and launched Google Energy PLC. Google's moonshot project and dreams means it invested in healthcare, wearables, hot air balloons to make internet accessible, and a lot more. To further achieve its dreams, it's now created Alphabet, a holding company that includes Google and other such moonshot companies. The above is tip of the iceberg. Uber, a no-stack company, a company that had no employees, no maps, no messaging infrastructure, no cars, built an app that connected people having a need with people who could fulfill the need. It became a tsunami, disrupting the taxi and transportation industry without owning any of it. There are many such disruptions, such as robots, graphene, solar energy, bitcoins, market networks, driverless cars, space tourism, and others that are challenging every existing assumption of what the future could be. If changing the way to work, think, and do business wasn't enough, organizations have to constantly upkeep with the future. Why is this hard? Organizations starting with the clean state have an early mover advantage, and large organizations have the scale, money, market breadth, processes, and other advantages. However, fundamentally changing the way you were raised isn't always an easy thing. Organizations have to rethink the way they work, think, do business while preserving the current, creating the future, and looking over the horizons that's coming after the future. That's fundamentally changing every human and thereby the entire organization in one swoop. Hence, digital transformation may be the most toughest one yet. What do you think? Let us know via the comments below. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this podcast. Catch up soon.